You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Wow.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath, you can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, beautiful, magnificent souls. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Ooh, I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And yes, I am back. I'm so sorry that I have been away. Last time I was absent. But now I'm back. I needed to lay in bed and watch Saved by the Bell. Sorry, I had better things to do than to be here. I'm just kidding. You know I kid. You know I kid. There's no other place in the world that I'd rather be than right here. So I'm just really excited and glad that I'm back. So we have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, crazy, amazing show tonight. Like, yeah. Just beyond belief. Magnificent. We have music from Johnny Cash and Jimi Hendrix. And in the beginning, that was a Radiohead that was playing, and I actually wanted to play because I love Radiohead. So I was like, let's just let this play. Let's just let this roll. So we're going to go into that. But first, you know what time it is. You don't even have to ask. This is your time, baby. It's your time. It is your time for the guidee. The ultimate guidee. So if you can just get real nice and cozy. Yes, that's right. I have my drum. I finally brought my drum. So we are going to do shamanic healing tonight. Tonight, I celebrate my love for you. I think you needed to hear that. I think that that needed to be in your ears right now. Because I'm just generous like that. And I'm just going to make it generous. Just make it happen. You know? Did you ever see the infomercials for like Cool Rock? And like, they had the compilations. And then they would, like, the song would go from one song to the next, to this next, to the next. And it was like Cool Rock. And it was like, tonight I said. And then it was like, when I need you. And then it would go to the next one. And it's like Lionel Richie. And then it was like, Sunday morning. Anyways, I'm just reminiscing. Like, because they don't have infomercials anymore about music compilations and CDs. And I wish they did. Don't you wish? I mean, don't you just... Actually, they do. When I was actually in Gloucester, near... Where was it near? That area. I forgot what it's called because I forget names. But anyways, we stayed at a marina. And I woke up in the middle of the night and the Association was playing. And it was... you know that song Never My Love. What, you know, the title of that song. And so they had all the 60s compilation. They're like... And I was like, oh my God, they still have this. Why don't I ever see this? So it's really cool. So anyways, I'm going to shut up. And I'm going to have everybody tone it down. It was called... Oh, it's Cape Ann Marina we were at. So, yeah. Kudos to that. So let's take it down now. We've had a busy, busy day. I mean, and a busy week. Mercury is in retrograde. So because Mercury is in retrograde, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that's bad. We just, you know, it just means things are going to come to the surface. Things are going to come to the light. Decision making, friendship making, agreements, leaving contracts, joining contracts, soul on a soul level. So what we're going to do is we're just going to allow to receive the healing. We're going to be in a healing mode, receiving healing. So as we are receiving right now, we're allowing ourselves to heal in this beautiful moment. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. So whoever's listening, whether you're driving your car or automobile, wherever you're at in your life right now, you could be walking, you know, you don't have to be laying down. I'm just going to ask you, please, just let go. Let roots, and imagine that you have roots that are just sprouting from your feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth. Whew. You are lovely. Just feel the love surrounding you right now. As you're in the ultimate playful mode, you can imagine yourself in a white light of healing energy as we are joined together in a beautiful, beautiful, garden. Now this place can be your sacred place. And as we come into the garden, we understand that everything's growing. Everything's being nurtured. Everything is being cared for by the planter, which is you. And we are in the garden of your dreams right now. Vision yourself in the most beautiful private estate possible. And in the back of this giant estate, there's a giant mansion with a field of grass in front. Luxurious, abundance, opulent, because that is what you are. That is your energy field, and that's what we're going to picture. And go in the back. So as you go into the back, there's a beautiful hidden garden in the back of this estate where it's covered with trees, leaves, and deep forest and woods and connected to your higher self. But there is a garden before you that is surrounded by woods in the back of this estate. And there's a beautiful bench with a beautiful sculpted fountain of an angel, and in that angel there's a waterfalls, and it's a statue of a waterfall and a wishing well. So we're gonna sit near that waterfall and wishing well of that angel, and we're just going to admire our garden. Garden that you are in. You can see all the beautiful flowers that you tend to. Look at all your dreams that came true. We're just going to take a moment, and we're going to take a second. Just admire all the fresh flowers that you grew. The fresh grass that's growing, these beautiful trees that just effortlessly surround your beauty. And just look at all these manifestations. All these manifestations and all these wishes, everything in your life right now that you've accomplished. Take a look at it. And this represents all the flowers in your garden. No matter how the outside world views your success or views your accomplishments or views you, your dream, they're yours and that is your world. Our success could be anything from conceiving a child. Our dream, our miracles could be that. It could be anything to having the ability to stay clean and sober. It can be a miracle. That can be a manifestation. It could be anything. As simple as being a landscaper, painting, building homes. It can be anything as simple as someone who just cares for animals. It could be anything as simple as you healing and you going through years and years of depression and then all of a sudden you get out of it. That is a miracle. And you're healthy. You feel good and you're not suicidal. That's a miracle. That's a joy. That's a dream. That's a success. So even though your garden could be filled with so many material things that are finite, so many 3D things, and there's nothing wrong with that because we are supposed to have those things as well. Don't forget to always look at the emotional, mental, and spiritual success that you've brought in your garden. Don't you ever forget how powerful and how much you've come along. Even if nobody sees it, I see it. Spirit is seeing it right now. Even if you feel nobody recognizes what you've done, congratulates you, or supports you, Infinite Spirit, God, the universe sees you, and you keep going and you keep doing it because you shunned away and you cut away from validation from the outside world. And God became your vindicator. God became the truth within inside you where you could always know what was real. And you kept going. And you're here. Congratulations. Breathe. Breathe into the stillness. Breathe into the stillness and breathe into that air. We deserve to have this time. You deserve to have this gift, to be healed and to be loved. Just understand right now. Yes, somebody did all this for you. The universe got my butt up from bed. Spirit dragged me out of my nap. Always, every Tuesday. With that heart of desire to come here and always be here and get excited just for you. So I could give you the best. I could be the best instrument for you. Whoever is listening, even if it is one person, this is all for you because you deserve it. And what a joy it is to give. What a joy it is to feel. What a joy it is to connect and be in unity. The essence of the true miracle of life is the connection, the oneness and the wholeness, where we remember that we are never separate from each other. We all play a beautiful role in helping each other, no matter where we go, no matter what we do. We all have different skills and talents and gifts for a reason, because you're all a big puzzle piece. You're all different pieces to the big picture of the puzzle. Sorry. Oh, you are so infinitely loved. You're so infinitely divine, and I am so grateful for you, says Infinite Spirit. And as we're sitting near this fountain of this beautiful sculpted angel in our garden, that water pours and you can see it is a wishing well. If you had one wish right now, what would be that wish? Put it into the well. Put it into the angel's hands of your garden, because this is your time. This is your time to relax. This is your time for you. This is your time to connect to the greatest and best, highest, greatest yet to be. Feel that wish and feel the love that surrounds you. Feel the Infinite Spirit hold you and embrace you and say, you're ready. You've always been ready. And your wish is my command. As you go into your slumber tonight, you will dream the best dreams. We will dream the most happiest thoughts. Happy talk. And we will float on a cloud as they are floating in the air, and we'll connect to the cosmos and go back home.
So when you're ready, come back and give a nice big smile. Wash and clear, wash and cleanse everything. Give a nice big smile. Love yourself. If you are just joining us, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is the love. This is the light. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, and I hope you get everything your heart desires by listening in, tuning in, and getting exactly what you need from this talk. Everything, you know, to everything that is said, everything that resonates, everything that can resonate in the highest good, everything that resonates in the best, happiest, most magical, elegant place possible. You are the most loved, and we love you so, so much, Infinite Spirit. So stick around. We have so much music coming in. We have a lot of Jimi Hendrix, Johnny Cash, and we will be talking more about the connection with the spirit and JFK. And I've got a surprise for you with JFK. We got a little surprise. We got a little mix up, a little mashup mix up, Boston Medium music mix up mashup going on. So you're definitely going to want to stay tuned for all of this. I can't tell you that I love you enough. Today is a good day. Today is the best day ever, and it will continue to constantly be like this. It will continue to evolve. Love you so much. Here's some Johnny Cash for you right now.
My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county will haul my belongings away. I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan. I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog for a bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking of calling on you. I'm busted. Lord, I'm no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family gotta pack up and go, where I'll make a living. The Lord only knows, but I'm busted.
Yeah. John Henry's pappy woke him up one midnight. He said, "Before the sheriff comes, I want to tell you, listen, boy." Said, "Learn to ball a jack, learn to lay a track, learn to pick and shovel too, and take my hammer, it'll do anything you tell it to." John Henry's mammy had about a dozen babies. John Henry's pappy broke till about a dozen times. The babies all got sick, and when the doctor wanted money, he said, "I'll pay you a quarter at a time. Starting tomorrow, that's a pay for a steel driver on his line." Then the section foreman said, "Hey, hammer swinger, I see you brought your own hammer, boy, but what else can all them muscles do?" And he said, "I can turn a jack, I can lay a trap, I can pick and shovel too.
Can you swing a hammer, boy?"
"Yes, sir, I'll do anything you hire me to."
"Now, ain't you something so high and mighty with your muscle? Just go ahead, boy, and pick up that hammer. Pick up the hammer."
He said, "Get a rusty spike and swing it down three times. I'll pay you a nickel a day for every inch you sink it to. Go on and do what you say you can do." With a steep-nosed hammer on a four-foot switch handle, John Henry raised it back till it touched his heels, and the spike went through the cross tie and it split it half in two. 35 cents pay for driving steel.
Sweat, sweat, boy, sweat. You owe me two more swings.
I was born for driving steel. Well, John Henry hammered in the mountain. He'd give a grunt, he'd give a groan with every swing. The women folks for miles around heard him and come down to watch him make the cold steel ring. Lord, what a swinger! Just listen to that cold steel ring. But the bad boss come up laughing at John Henry. Said, "You full of vinegar now, but you bout through. We gonna get a steam drill to do your share of driving. Then what's all them muscles gonna do, huh, John Henry? Gonna take a little bit of vinegar out of you." John Henry said, "I feed four little brothers and baby sisters walking on her knees. Did the Lord say that machines ought to take the place of living? And what's a substitute for bread and beans? I ain't seen it,
do engines get rewarded for their steam? John Henry hid in a coal mine for his dinner nap, had 30 minutes to rest before the bell. The mine boss hollered, "Get up, whoever you are, and get a pickaxe. Give me enough coal to start another hell. Keep it burning. Mine me enough to start another hell." John Henry said to his captain, "A man ain't nothing but a man. But if you bring that steam drill around, I'll beat it fair and honest. I'll die with my hammer in my hand, but I'll be laughing, 'cause you can't replace a steel-driving man." There was a big crowd of people at the mountain. John Henry said to the steam drill, "How is you?" "Pardon me, Mr. Steam Drill, I suppose you didn't hear me. I said, how you? Huh? Well, can you turn the jack? Can you lay a track? Can you pick and shovel too? Listen to hammer swingers talking to you." Somebody hollered,
"The mountain's caving in."
John Henry told the captain, "Tell the kind folks don't to worry. It ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. It keeps me breathing. This steel driver's muscle, I ain't tin." "Captain, tell the people move back further. I'm at the finish line and there ain't no drill. It's so far behind, but yet ain't got the brains to quit it. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills, Lord, Lord. When she blows up, she'll scatter across the hills." Well, John Henry had a little woman. I believe the lady's name was Polly Ann. Yeah, that was his good woman. John Henry threw his hammer over his shoulder and went on home. He lay down to rest his weary back, and early next morning he said, "Come here, Polly Ann. Come here, sugar. You know, I believe this is the first time I ever watched the sun come up that I couldn't come up. Take my hammer, Polly Ann, and go to that railroad. Swing that hammer like you've seen me do it. And when you're swinging with the lead man, they'll all know. They'll all know you're John Henry's woman, but tell them that ain't all you can do. Tell them, I can hoist a jack, and I can lay a track. I can pick and shovel, too. Ain't no machine can. That's been proved to you." A big crowd of mourners at the church house. The section hands laid him in the sand. Trains go by on the rails John Henry laid. They slow down, they take off the hats, the men do, when they come to the place where John Henry's laying, resting his back. Some of them say, "Morning, steel driver. You sure was a hammer swinger." Then they go on by, picking up a little speed. Clickety-clack. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Yonder lies a steel-driving man, oh Lord. Yonder lies a steel-driving man. Yonder lies a steel-driving man, oh Lord. Yonder lies a steel-driving man.
There you heard it. The Legend of John Henry.
by Johnny Cash, and Jimi Hendrix, Good Feeling, and Johnny Cash, Busted, with the Carter Family. So, I hope you're enjoying yourself so far. We've got some Turtles coming up. We got some 60s. It was a 60 night, you know. This is a whole 60s night, you know. We got the JFK spirit upon me, meet my father's spirit army. Yeah. So much music. Thank you for channeling that. So yeah, going in and going forward to the spirits of Jimi Hendrix and Johnny Cash, JFK, and I was boxing, and I was at my boxing studio, and I didn't realize it, but where the spot I usually, you know, train at, I looked, after I was done, I looked in the back of me, and I was like, oh my god, there's a picture of JFK right back of me, and there's a picture of, with literally Johnny Cash and Jimi Hendrix, and Muhammad Ali right in there, and immediately, I just knew in my heart, that's my spirit army. They're all veterans. And so I could just tell, you know, anytime I ask for my spirit army, anytime I ask for protection, they come. And JFK is one of my dominant protectors in the spirit world. And they always come. So, you know, I like to talk about, well, who's your spirit army? Who is your spirit team? What is your spirit angelic force? Do you have one? If you don't, you know, you can always form one. You can call them what you want. You can call them, you know, the knights, and you know, they could be warrior protector, you can make it fun. You can be a kid again. But the difference is that it's not make-believe. You are just gathering all the information that you got when you were a child and fairy tales and these extravagant movies. But what it is that you have to feel that connection, because once upon a time, all this stuff was accepted and it was all real. And we're coming back. And when I mean all real, I mean everybody accepted it as real. And so we're not trying to convince anybody of anything. Our goal is not to say, hey, you know, we need to make everybody believe in what we believe, and I need you to see what I see. It's about being able to see what you see and connect with what you see and hearing it and applying the messages, applying the info, and sharing it with those who want it. And I couldn't really, I don't know if I could have explained it even better, you know, right down to the T, what this is really about and your connection. So when you're having protection, divine protection, do you truly believe that you will be caught if you fall? Do you truly believe that spirit has you, angels have you, God has you, no matter what you're going through? Or do you believe that life is just happening to you and you don't have help? And it's just kind of, you know, life is about suffering. And, you know, you really don't have that caring love and, you know, spiritual parenting and parental unseen force, which is completely true. And so that's like the topic of today's show. That's the theme of today's show, is knowing that you're taken care of and knowing that you have a grand divine protection force surrounding you always. When you call for help or you need help with the situation and you call them, they will always come. But you have to be open and you have to, you know, be able to and willing to accept that their help is there, because if you don't, then you can't receive it. You have to do your part. You can't just say, hey, spirit angels help me, and not do anything. You've got to be on the other end of that in order for it to work. So, you know, this is a good time. Block out anyone who says it's not real, and block out people who want to bring you down or make you miss your blessings, because you will miss out. If you will miss out on what you're supposed to do, you'll miss out on your blessings. So if you don't go after it and you take the leap, so there you go. Anyways, I love you so much. So this is something to marinate on. This is something to really think about. Who's in your circle of angels? You know, personally, why I have people like JFK, because I'm at a level of where I'm so open that I've accepted the help. They literally don't have to be celebrities. They don't have to be public figures. They literally can be who you are. It's what, who you're connecting with. This isn't, we're not like making up some like imaginary friends here and being like, yo, protect me. I mean, you can if you want, but if you want to get deeper, feel into it and see it. Feel it. You got to meditate. You got to spend a lot of time meditating. You have to spend time really, really discerning, you know? Is this what I want it to be, or is this really who's coming to me? And sometimes, you know, a lot of times spirit guides are not going to be people that you know. So if you're working with spirit guides, they're usually, you know, they're not really anybody that usually the time, but, you know, calling on them, seeing who it is, writing down names, seeing them in their dreams. It's beautiful. It's truly beautiful and magnificent. And life becomes beautiful when you just live in magic and you live in miracles. So I encourage you to keep doing this. And this is what the show is for. Absolutely. So let's continue with some music because I'm feeling this 60s playlist. So happy together. Bop, bop, bop. It's the Turtles, right? Yeah. Imagine me and you. That song is so intense. Oh my God, the song is so intense. But anyways, enjoy. Stay around. We have the shamanic drumming at 7:05 and the sound healing. I love you so much. Mwah!
I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
So happy to get there. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Miranda Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo!
You ask me if there'll come a time grow tired of you. Never, my love. Never, my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire. You think love will end when you know that my whole life depends on you.
Da 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 da.
Say you fear I'll change my mind, I won't require you. Never, my love.
Never, my love.
Never, my love. How can you think love will end when I've asked you to spend your whole life?
Forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. Much we pledge and more. To those old allies whose cultural and spiritual origins we share, we pledge the loyalty of faithful friends. United, there is little we cannot do in a host of cooperative ventures. Divided, there is little we can do, for we dare not meet a powerful challenge at odds and split asunder. To those new states whom we welcome to the ranks of the free, we pledge our word that one form of colonial control shall not have passed away merely to be replaced by a far more iron tyranny. We shall not always expect to find them supporting our view, but we shall always hope to find them strongly supporting their own freedom. And to remember that in the past, those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended up inside.
The guest of your distinguished mayor, who has symbolized throughout the world the fighting spirit of West Berlin. And I am proud to visit the Federal Republic with your distinguished chancellor, who for so many years has committed Germany to democracy and freedom and progress, and to come here in the company of my fellow American, General Clay, who has been in this city during its great moment of crisis, will come again if ever needed. liebe Berliner und Berlinerinnen, ich bin stolz, heute in Ihre Stadt zu kommen als Gast Ihres hervorragenden regierenden Bürgermeisters, der in allen Teilen der Welt als Symbol für den Kampf- und Widerstandsgeist West-Berlin gilt. Ich bin stolz, auf dieser Reise die Bundesrepublik Deutschland zusammen mit Ihrem hervorragenden Herrn Bundeskanzler besucht zu haben.
And while the cheers were great during the president's words, it is a translation, of course, which makes sense of it for most of these people who don't understand English.